Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and tonight our nursing home program. Apologize for the late getting started. You know, we've all heard the expression, there's no place like home. And people cherish that expression. People live by it. People live for it. People fight for their home. People die for their home. Especially in some of these other countries where individuals are trying to interfere with their home. And that's really what it's about. Nobody should have the right normally to interfere with somebody's home. I mean, even if you can't pay for your home, you have rights. There's laws to protect you. But not when you're being driven into a nursing home. You know, the programs are there, the money is there, but it's all full of criteria and rules that keep people from getting help. Defense of the average citizen. Now, you've been hearing a lot in the news about how Mr. Biden wants to forgive students who owe the government money, the student loans. You know, I don't know, I think there's something like 25 million people affected, or might even be more. All right. And a lot of people are complaining who are opposed to that idea that it's going to cost the government too much money to do that.
Excuse me, Frank, well, I'm here.
What we propose is an entirely different approach. And, you know, if Mr. Biden wants to forgive these people who owe money to the government, well, that's fine. I'm not opposed to that. But why doesn't he do something about the tremendous amounts of monies that is going into these nursing homes at the expense of the taxpayers, and many people, excuse me, who have worked for their homes and paid taxes to the government will lose their home being in a nursing home. And
hi, Frank.
What needs to be done is Mr. Biden should instruct and demand that the agencies for the disabled start raising part of that money to keep people out of nursing homes. All right, are you here?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. It's your show.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm so sorry. I'm a little late, but I'm really impressed at what Frank was talking about. I feel very similar in that way on what he's talking about. Well, first and foremost, nursing homes aren't homes, and that's very true. When you're in there, you feel so isolated, and I never liked being in a nursing home. What they should do is our approach. What they, you know, aren't doing is making people feel like they're never going to go home. they also take away people's houses. They go into, you know, difficulty in, you know, making people feel comfortable in a certain situation, have their home health aide in there until they get, you know, the nursing home, quote, and put that in quotations, converted into accessible housing. This is very important because there's not enough accessible housing in, you know, wherever we go. And we need to get more accessible housing, let alone all the other things that need to, you know, be changed. You shouldn't have to worry where you live if that needs to change. If you have a regular home, you know, you're going to get, you know, a little bit of a problem, you know, with actually, you know, having people, you know, do things and help you out and all of that. But once we have everything in place, your aid is there, your home is there, believe me, this is going to be 10,000 and cheaper and 10,000 times better. People aren't going to get as much. I'm going to say it that way. It does happen still. But people aren't going to get as much sores, sepsis, just a whole gamut of things in their own home. Because they could always, you know, the family could always say, oh, listen, this is what happened. Can you help me, you know, clean the person? Or can you help me, you know, put their hair up? She was really being a little feisty there all day long. That's what you, but you have somebody there to help her out, and you actually, they're bonded. You have to look at the person and make sure that this person's going to be, you know, helpful. Frank, what do you think about it?
Well, I think that nursing homes are making believe that there's somebody's home, you know, but they can't fool us. Now, I remember way back when we were helping Mary and Maureen, and they called the show nightly from the nursing home. And I can remember Maureen telling the story about how the social worker commented to Mary when Mary said, I want to go home. Mm-hmm. And this stupid-ass social worker says, oh, this is your home.
I remember that.
Now, if this, meaning the nursing home, if the nursing home was her home, then how come she couldn't have the food she wanted?
Mm-hmm.
How come she couldn't get out of bed when she wanted and take
so
a shower or whatever? You know, how come she couldn't go out and get some damn fresh air and sunlight when she wanted? This is her, it's supposed to be her home.
That's right.
You know? And all the other things. And how come they took all her money if it's her home?
Her pension.
You don't take somebody's money in their home. That's against the law.
That's robbery.
You can get your ass locked up for that. How come the social worker didn't get locked up for taking her money?
It's done every day.
And of course, Mary didn't want to be there.
Right.
We have documented proof on that for months and months and months on InterSight. You can hear it in the damn archive. So
my heart. I'm sorry.
The fact that they're trying to say that a nursing home is your home. That's the biggest damn-ass lie in the world.
You're right.
It's not your home. It's the nursing home's home.
Yeah.
But not the residents. Because you don't get treated like that in your own home. If you do, there's something wrong, and you got to bring in the law to straighten it out.
Right.
And they
How
do
they
straighten
came?
It out.
I'm
because
sorry.
Nobody has the right to come in somebody's house unless they're criminal, you know, and they have a warrant. Nobody has the right to come in and take things and make demands and all that stuff. It's called trespassing.
Yeah, but if they get a warrant.
All right, if a nursing home is somebody's home and they take your money and give you crap food and neglect you, how come you can't charge them, you're trespassing in my home, I don't want you here.
Right.
The whole damn thing is a phony.
It smells in my eyes.
It's a damn phony-ass operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not somebody's home. It's just a meaningless word that they've attached to an institution. It's horrible. Now, what did you say? You got a phone call? We have a phone call?
No. I don't think so. No, it's just us.
All right. The number here, by the way, is 213-816-1650, and this is our nursing home show. And I want to, before we go on, I want to say thank you to the Big East Akita Rescue for paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get my dog examined and checked out. And I'm happy to announce that, and I learned something today about Akitas, too. You see, that's the trouble with these damn guide dog schools. They don't learn nothing. They're stuck in the mud like a bunch of assholes. I learned something today. Akitas have a very high potassium count, and it's normal for an Akita to have that, right? So the doctor, the veterinarian, called me today and said, "Oh, her blood is your dog's blood is normal, except she has a high potassium level." You know, and I called Joanne Diamond at the Akita Rescue, and I told her, she said, "Doesn't the vet know that Akitas have a very high potassium level?"
Yes.
And obviously the vet doesn't know. So my conclusion is that my dog's blood is normal.
Right.
That's normal to have a high potassium in an Akita. All right. I don't know about the ultrasound yet. I'll find out about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you, Big East Akita Rescue. The number is at the rescue is 609-388-7004. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping with my Akita guide dog. And anyone who would like to support the Akita Rescue, please do so. Send them an email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And they do need funding. They spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars just today on getting my guide dog checked out. How much they care about her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York, catering, and you can see the presence of beautiful Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation over a year ago, left in the van in the middle of a heat wave. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. And our deepest condolences for a family member. I don't know any details, but I spoke to Michelle. Michelle sent me a text today. Michelle Krupa. Our deepest condolences for a family member who passed away. And Michelle told me she was in Florida to attend the funeral. So deepest condolences to whoever it was. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. A nursing home show. Turn the nursing home into accessible housing. And we are going forward with the news conference. I'm not privy of the date as to the date yet, but I was assured by Jose Delgado just yesterday that as soon as things get ironed out with this clinic that they're doing, we will be proceeding with the news conference on the nursing homes, the much-needed news conference.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip Cleaners, another one of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. And if you're looking for a house, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. He's an upright, honest guy, and he believes in helping the disabled. So there's a big plus. All right, Inner Sight and the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we'd like to remind you, if you need dog food or cat food, call Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085 for the free food. And, you know, tell Gary what kind of food you feed your dog or your cat. He has different kinds. He may have it or he may be able to get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's phone number 631-484-3085. And before you come back on the show, why don't you get the Able News up there so we can run it.
It's over. I'm ready.
Inner Sight.
Able
nursing
is
home
the
show.
Newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Now, what we should be talking about on this show is how nursing homes are not somebody's home.
It's true.
That's the theme tonight, and I'll give you one big example on that. During this COVID, if a nursing home was somebody's home, then how come all those people with the damn-ass virus were allowed to come in somebody's house like that?
It's horrible.
You want to use that analogy. Look at all the people that came in and infected people, and people who were brought from hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
They invaded people's homes and made them sick, and some of them died, and the government let them get away with it? Where's
the
arrest?
That was the state. Yeah, that was the state.
Yeah. The governor stood by and let that happen.
Yep.
That
now
would never
facing.
Happen in somebody's home. The police would be called. You know, the people would be taken out and dealt with. So don't let these agencies throw you the bull that nursing home is somebody's home. That's nobody's home.
No, it isn't.
It's a horror place. Well, there's an example right there. And we have numerous examples as how a nursing home is not somebody's home. You know,
it's terrible.
Going home, you don't say to your relative when they call you up and you're in a nursing home, you don't say to them, come home, come to my house.
Yeah.
You don't say that.
No.
My house is in the nursing home. Who the hell says that?
I never heard
Nobody
that.
In their right mind, anyway.
Yeah, I never said that. Never. In all my, even in my lost mind, I never said it.
No, because it's not the proper thing to say. It's not your home.
That's right.
Home is where the heart is. How many
people in
these damn nursing homes, residents, will tell you that, my heart is in this place.
Never.
I love this place.
No.
I mean, maybe a few people who are mentally, challenged.
Challenged,
who don't know any better. Let me coach them a little bit, and I guarantee you within 15 minutes, they'll say, I want to get out of here. All right, Innocent, go ahead, your show.
No, I know. Listen, everybody, we, like Frank said, we're going to have shortly, hopefully, Delgado can actually give us a time frame real soon, but this is going to be momentous. We're going to, try very hard to get a lot more signatures on our petition, and I would say that's a miracle. That'd be great. Doing this for people is going to be a miracle. People should be comfortably placed into a nursing facility only. I'm gonna change my mind on that. They should never be placed. They should be outlawed, the nursing facilities. And, I was going to say maybe in temporary, they should actually start this by getting all the residents out, every single one of them, and put them in a home that they need and want. And basically go from there. And then once you've converted all the nursing homes into apartments, which would be absolutely awesome, because people are going to say, what about the nurses' station? That's all going to be converted, and the owners can get involved. But what they really need to do is, speak with the family, see what their plans were for the person. With me, my family was turned upside down because Adult Protective Services came in and took my mother out of her home. She had Section 8. She had everything. She didn't have possessions except for her car. P.S., I made her sell her car to a person that I felt was trustworthy. And they gave her a good deal on the car. It was kind of mediocre. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best car on the block, so she ended up getting a small amount. But heck, it's in her pocket. They saw that and said, what was this for? I'm like, you really have to ask that question? It's to help her out, to stay out of a nursing home, and I'm really going to take her out. And I never got a chance because of COVID. Her name on Open Doors was all through that COVID time. This has to stop. Open Doors is not Open Doors. Because if it was, you can only use the nursing home as a place to sleep. And if you want, you could stay there and cook for people, your family members, as long as the aide watches and stuff like that for safety. There's no safety there. There's no actual... It just annoys me because I was back and forth in 1 year's time to 4 different nursing homes. Come on, people. I don't even need to be in a nursing home. Many people said that to me. I said, I know, but they won't let me out. I think it was their revenge on me, the nursing homes. I don't know. I just feel that way. They never properly bathed me. They never even, at one point, they never even bathed me at all in one of the nursing homes. And when I said, if I died right here, you would do nothing about it, they said I was crazy. I don't think that's a crazy comment. And I didn't say it in a boisterous, loud way. I don't know. I think that I was, you know, put into a place and not able to get out until I just, you know, pushed. I had to get out. I couldn't take it anymore. So at that point, I told the social worker. She wrote up the plan. My husband was happy about it. She had to get a signature that he would take care of me the rest of the hours overnight. That was it, and that was the end. He signed it, and then I was out of all nursing homes because I wasn't going to go back into the system. Why even try to go back in when you fought so hard to get out? Frank, how do you feel about, you know, all this implementation of changing everything from nursing home setup to, you know, a setup where people have independence? Do you feel good about it? Do you feel intimidated by it? What do you feel?
Well, everyone who's trying to stay out of a nursing home has the potential of helping all the agencies for the disabled. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. The key to staying out of a nursing home is to have the resources to literally buy what you need to remain in your own home. Now, the agencies for the disabled and the aged and all that, I'm talking about all the agencies, all the nonprofit agencies in this country, they have the money that should be helping us, but they're restricted by law. Now, I was just thinking of something right now. Why don't they have two programs? I'll tell you why. Because one will wash out the other. You can't have it's a conflict. You can't have a nursing home transitional program to try to qualify to keep people out, and at the same time have money in a fund to keep the person out. That won't work.
Why can't it be
That's
part
not
of the
work.
Program? Mm-hmm. Pardon
it
me.
It won't work. The government will not allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what has to happen here is the agencies should be allowed to raise the money, and the government should put up half. And the government should do it for the same reason now that we're hearing Mr. Biden trying to erase the student loans to save people's income. Well, mm-hmm. Erase the damn nursing home. Look at all the income you'll save there.
Right.
On the taxes and the Medicaid. Let the agencies come in and raise half the money. Boy, would that let the government off the hook. Now, every once in a while you hear about this, another phony thing. You hear about, oh, the government's going to shut down. Government's not going to shut down. It's a ploy. It's a phony statement to make the politicians look good. Oh, so-and-so saved the government. You know? So the money that's being given to these agencies, all right, part of that money should go to establish a fund for people to be able to have the means to stay out of a nursing home. Get rid of all these other programs. You don't need them.
That's right.
If the money is being put into a fund, and now there's one of the banks, Bank of New York, I think it is giving over 5% interest on an account.
Wow.
It's a good time to do this.
Yeah.
Put the money in the Bank of New York for the person who's trying to stay out of it, and they can make interest on it. And I believe you pay taxes on that.
I think so,
On your savings or whatever it is.
Unless you make it right before tax time, you could give a donation or even, you know, anything. Not donation, because you could pay all the taxes that, you know, either at the end when you pull it out.
Well, the agency
or when
is
you...
all tax exempt, so.
So
I'm
then, yeah,
you
don't
the
have
person
a problem.
Who has an account, you know, called Keep Me Out of the Nursing Home.
I like that.
The government may want to tax that.
Huh.
You know, but who cares? Just let the agency raise a little more money and pay the damn tax.
Right.
I would accept that if they said, all right, we'll have a fund to keep you out of the nursing home, but you got to pay taxes on it. I'd say, all right.
Let's go.
Damn right. Let them make money on it.
What if they said,
the money is there to keep that person in a safe place in their own home.
How about, what if you have a facility that is taking the person's money, almost all of it except for $50, that's a different way of thinking and a different horrible, horrible action that you're doing to these people. How do you feel about them still, you know, it looks like they're almost a legal guardian in some cases.
Well, that's
they
another
are.
Thing. That's how they work.
Yeah.
Take most of your money.
Yep.
You know,
and how do you feel about that?
They don't want you to go home. They don't want you to have a home.
No.
They don't want you to have anything.
Yeah.
You know, you're lucky you can buy a junk food candy bar.
And sometimes you're not. A nurse sees
in that
you.
Place.
Yeah, it'll be taken from your hands. Yeah.
So
I would say you mean I'm not allowed to buy my grandson or granddaughter, you know, candy? No, you should send somebody else with you. Now, if you were home and you bought M&Ms or whatever it is for your grandchild, you know what? You have nobody to answer to, which is great. You give the child the candy, and that's it. No questions asked. Having fun with your grandchild. That doesn't happen in a nursing home at all, and that should be changed. Get rid of all that program and make these things, turn them into accessible housing, not
well, some people
what,
in
nursing home.
In nursing home never see their grandchildren.
That's right.
Happens
most don't see any relatives. I'm sorry I interrupted, but
they're
yeah.
deserted
mm-hmm.
for one reason or another, or, you know, the parents don't want to see them or deal with them or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's another reason why a nursing home is not home. You know, you can't pick up the phone and invite your brother over and say, come on over and, you know, come visit me in my home. We're going to have a dinner. We'll go out or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in a nursing home.
No.
It's a very misleading term
home.
To call it a nursing home.
Even nursing facility. It's nothing. It's just, it's killing people. So how is that legal? That's what I ask every single day.
It would have changed
if you want to make it.
The whole, Excuse me, I ought to change the whole name.
Yeah, they should.
Call it Death Warmed Over or something.
Death Facility.
Yeah, that would be a more appropriate name.
Death Facility, right?
Yeah. They wouldn't want a name like that because, you know.
But it is.
It would be too frightening to people, and the meaning would come out more.
Yeah. But that it's the truth. We're not trying to sabotage them, but what it is it's stating the truth. People are afraid of the truth. They really are. Because God helps those, number one, who help themselves, number two, you know, help them create things that will help, you know, with love and care, will help the disabled. Nothing can, you know, be, you know, if you take people away from that, you're really, you know, instituting a lie, you're instituting everything wrong. You know, I don't know.
All right,
I
want to say hello to our new chapter head in Montana, Susie Q, if you're listening. Welcome, Montana, Inner Sight, and we're working on getting other states to start up Inner Sight chapters. And just so you know, if you'd like to be a part of that, call us, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Include your phone number. And we'd be happy to call you, and we will pay the fee to register Inner Sight in the state. Okay, that's what we did with Montana. We paid the fee, and we got official papers now that we are registered in Montana as Inner Sight for the disabled. So. Anybody out there would like to start a chapter of Inner Sight, you could become the fundraiser for Inner Sight as the head of the chapter, and you could make money with it. You're allowed to get a certain percentage of funds, whatever's raised. So think about it.
Hey, I got
some
news.
Let us know.
Yeah. I got some news for everybody. I found something when Frank said to me, oh, we got to really find something, you know, on the terms of like a foundation. I found a foundation that works with the disabled to help them with any of their needs. And I'm hoping to get in touch with the, you know, two places so we can get this started and rolling, you know, and get applications, you know, done and stuff like that. But that's really...
Where is this foundation?
I didn't... It was too small. I couldn't see the print.
Oh.
It was very small. So I got to wait. I have a phone number. Somebody read that to me. So I'm going to give them
a
call. They're all...
They
they're working.
Read.
Yeah, they have to.
Well, let's see if they will help.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's called Disabled Philanthropy, you know?
You got to be careful. A lot of this stuff is bogus.
Yeah, hocus pocus. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's true, though.
But there is no foundation, to my knowledge, in this country that will help raise money to keep a person out of a nursing home.
Yeah.
I don't know a foundation like that.
Well, they have
you know.
It there written up, and I wrote disabled funding source. That was, you know, what I wrote as a search. And I found it. It was like somebody giving it to me on a silver platter. Here, use this one. You know?
Yeah, but let's see. You know what they're going to tell you? Go to the apply for the open doors and all that.
I hope not, because I'm going to be talking.
What is that?
Crazy. That's nothing.
That's not giving money to keep the person
right.
out. That's using them to make money. To
and
bring
I
money
agree.
In.
Right. You know,
yeah.
when I was trying to get
my
mom out.
And you get rejected, What good is that? Shouldn't be.
Exactly. When I was trying to get my mom out, all right, it was a headache and a half. The woman said to me, doesn't she have a home here or something like that? I said, no, this is not her home. This is an institution that nobody should ever be trapped in right now. If you change the whole thing into apartments, you'd be better in my book. That's what I said to her. But I didn't like the phrase about this is your home. Like it's until you're dead. That's how I felt. I had to get rid of, you know, the quote nursing home aspect of it. Like you said, I mean, we strongly feel at Inner Sight that these are not homes. And a lot of people agree at other nursing homes that these aren't homes. I can guarantee you. You know, they'll say the same thing. In fact, what was it, Adapt Frank, you know, totally agrees with us. I'm hoping to get in touch with Adapt so we can get some help faces on the press conference. But I need a date and a
Oh, we got it. We got to get more names on that petition.
Exactly. That's true, too.
Tell people where they can go to sign.
I've been. But I want something. I'm going to do it. I don't know if I have enough ink, but I want something like a brochure or like not only a brochure, probably, you know, something that I could give people so they know where it is. You know, that'd be good.
Tell them right now where it is.
Okay. It's on change.org. All you have to do, there's a search little magnifying glass. You type it in there, type in just Inner Sight. It'll drag you straight over to all of our petitions at once. Go to the one that, you know, for the guide dog, you could actually see that. And also the nursing home one, which, you know, both of them there can, you know, help, you know, get us started. And, you know, when people start seeing that you're getting help from other people, they start working harder and get help. So I'm hoping before the end of the year to get to 123,000, hopefully even more, you know, so we can actually, you know, get people to start, you know, donating. When they see, you know, an amount like that, they're more comfortable. And letters we need and everything you could think of to bombard these politicians to make a law to get rid of nursing homes, as well as take care of the guide dog schools at the very same time. You know, I really think they have the capability of doing that, and they just don't want to. Both issues are very button topics for them. And you know what? I'm going to put a fire on that, and I'm going to say, do it. That's in my mind. My mom died at the hands of the nursing home. That should never have happened. When I told them, no, you know, I'm not going to say this, but you know what? They killed my mom. And they said, no, don't say that. I said, well, how come she was smelt every time of poo whenever I came? Oh, just coincidence. That's not just coincidence for all the times that I was allowed in, which was like poo. You know, it's really amazing how the governor, he has dirty hands on this. Because it's not right to kill and not get any repercussion on it. I think that's killing. I don't know if everybody else feels as strongly as I do, but if they hurt one of your family members so severely that they have sepsis, they have everything, they'll die. Whose hands who was taking care of them? Whose responsibility is it? It is the nursing home. And let me take that. It's the facility, I'm going to name it. You know, the facility's responsibility. They signed something as well as you in the beginning when you get a quote like a contract. To me, that when you spoil your contract with them, you should just get rid of them and then go home and get a counseling. They have social workers that work on the outside. And if you were to actually ask your, the person who's assisting you, like always get you know, a person who's from the state to help you get these the state programs started. For example, if you're on the outside, you might want some Medicaid, you know, to help you with your insurance status, even Medicare, all of it. You know, you need all the things you can get. You could get a subsidized, you know, these cards that give you extra money. Be very forewarned that they do, you know, once you get a certain, say you get food stamps. Well, because you go slightly over, they could just take from your, say, you know, Section 8. Well, that's not a program. That's just setting you up for failure, in my eyes, you know.
The nursing homes, the residents, or I should say the nursing homes, are very well protected by the state, much more than the residents are.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest problems.
Oh yeah.
That people have who wind up in a nursing home. They're not protected. They can lose their home, their money, any resources. The nursing home by law can go after it and turn it into money.
Mm.
They're allowed to do all that stuff.
Right.
And that's another reason why it's not right. Like your home. Somebody can't come in your home and say, "Oh, I'm taking your disability check. I'm going to give you $20 here." They can't do that.
Can't do that.
Against
no.
the law.
It is. Except if they
their ass
they
would be
sick.
In jail.
That's right.
So how could it be like somebody's home?
It's not. You go home for the evening and you're thrown into prison. Basically, I bet people didn't even know that. And they're shaking their heads and saying, that's not right. It's not, you know, think about it. Save that in your memory. Make sure it never goes away. And let's try to change it together. You know?
The biggest misconception to say that a nursing home is somebody's home.
Yeah, that's the truth. It really is. Because if you have...
All right.
I'm sorry?
We have a phone call?
Yeah, I went to go back, but it dropped me. So I got to go back in. Sorry.
What, is there a call or not?
I can't. It dropped me out. I have to log back in. And I almost had a reboot, but I didn't. I did something there. Okay,
all right,
logging in now.
Let me give the number here is 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And anyone who is trying to keep a loved one or a friend out of the nursing home, if you need help, let us know. We'd be happy to try to help you. You know, we've made this announcement before, and we continue to do it. For anyone who is trying to keep their friend or loved one out of
nobody. We're just together right now, and we have 10 minutes 43
right.
seconds.
So the title of the show, of course, is "Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing." And the theme tonight is nursing homes are not home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have to, anybody who would try to make you believe that, there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're either bogus, or they have no concept of what home is, or they're just out and out plain damn ass evil people.
I think it's the middle. They have no concept, but they also have a little bit of the other things as well, you know, in their personality to even think to keep somebody in a nursing home. You know, that's how I feel.
It's a very hostile environment.
Oh, yeah.
Not a nice environment.
No.
You know, how could it be a nice environment when the people who work there refuse to stand up for the rights of the residents that they're supposed to be servicing? You know, now let me explain what I mean by that. Why aren't the people who work in these nursing homes insisting that the home health aides come in to the nursing home to help their clients the same way they would if they were in their home? I mean, it's going to benefit the workers too.
Right.
Not just the residents. Take some of the burden off these workers because they can't do it all. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know, people being neglected and mistreated and everything else and frustration on all around.
Yeah.
So people who work in these places should get together and say, hey, why aren't these aides here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why should we be burdened with all this? We can't do it. The aides,
yeah.
The money's there for the aides. Why aren't, you know, they should insist on it.
Right.
And I've said it and I'll say it again. If you need an agency for the disabled to back you up on it, call us.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
I've seen it done. We've helped people. I personally helped one person. It sounds crazy, but that's how you start. I mean, you get your feet wet. You should have the confidence. And it's real easy to do it and get people out. People don't realize how easy it really is. They just don't want to realize.
I got a question for AI. S9 intelligence. All right. How many people who have been helped to get out of nursing homes by one of these programs, you know, how many people have gone back in to the nursing home?
Wow.
That have gotten out?
That's a good question.
Somebody... Google that. Go ahead.
I am.
Somebody out there,
okay,
or if you
it.
Want to do it, do it.
I don't mind doing it.
I guarantee you won't get an answer. Or you'll
well,
get
some stupid
answer.
Well, if you
do, it
might be very covered.
How many people
yeah.
that have been released from nursing home through, what's the name of the?
Open doors. Yeah.
How many people that have been released through a nursing home through Open Doors and similar programs have been returned
to nursing
to
homes?
Nursing home?
I don't have an answer. I really don't.
Of course you don't.
Right.
Because there's no guarantee that you're going to stay out. And the reason there's no guarantee is because there's no damn money in the person's account. Or their guardian or advocate to keep them out of the nursing home.
That's true.
The money is the guarantee that you won't have to go to a nursing home. And until that happens, you're always going to have these places. I'll tell you something.
Yeah, that will hurt you. Like my mom.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's see. Tomorrow night's show, Better Safety at Service Dog School, Guide Dog School.
Yeah.
And Friday is the funniest. And once again, I want to thank the Big East Akita Rescue for of taking my dog's medical upon themselves and helping. And tomorrow I'll get the results of what they said about the through the ultrasound. But I'm hoping it's a good report.
Yeah.
But I'll be talking about that tomorrow night. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let's see, I want to thank all of our friends for keeping Inner Sight on the air.
Yeah.
855 New York. And I'm going to sign off. You end the show.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, I can't sign off because I'm on the host.
I could, with just 4 minutes left, I could, you know, judge it a little.
I'm on the host.
Yeah, no.
If I can mute you. Hang up the...
Yeah, I would have to call into your line once you hang up.
Well, you only got a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. All right, everybody.
Well, we thank everybody. Let's get a count. How many people?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Listen, how many listens? Let me get a count.
122,717. Went up a little bit, but not like we were going up every night. We'll get back. I'm really convinced.
Yeah, because last week we were knocked off the air 4 nights in a row.
Exactly.
And
I hate the fact.
That's another thing that has got to be straightened out with that blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can understand one night, but I cannot understand, and one night throughout the whole month I'm talking about. But I cannot understand 2 weeks on, two more weeks off, and then having to reacclimate to, you know, a show. It just has to stop. No backup system. If you have a system, you should back it up with
a phone call.
Nope. A lot of these people don't want to really be. They just want to fake it. Let's put it that way. They want to fake it to make people believe that they are, you know, taking care of.
What'd you say? A lot
folks.
Of what? What kind of people?
They're fake. The people who are running these nursing homes say, "Oh, we're going to change." No, you're not changing anything. Well, listen, we'll be there, all of us. At this press conference, we're going to get this done. Just like, you know, Joe Delgado said, we're going to, you know, press down on these people or something to that effect, you know, and to get them to change their mind. I'm hoping very hard and praying that that's so. I have one big prayer, though, that your lovely Akita doesn't have any more of her symptoms again. That's what I'm praying for. I know she's old, but you know what?
All right, we got to get out of here.
Okay, good.
So, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening, Inner Sight.
Thank you,
forever.
Frank.
Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone.